This is my podcast, I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it. And I think you should listen and subscribe. Cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm worth your time. And I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe. At least listen to this episode.
Oh, hey guys. This is Mike from Geek Mentality. And, you know, I just watched the Ghostbusters trailer, the new Ghostbusters trailer this morning. And I just wanted to talk about it really quick. But you know what? I'm going to watch it again. First, I'm going to take a shower. Then I'm going to watch it again. And then I'll really give you what my opinion is. So let me take a quick shower. And let's watch that trailer one more time. Okay, so I am out of the shower, and I gotta tell you, I smell terrific. So I'm gonna fire up this trailer and watch it again. So we got the. Oh, see, it says 30 years ago, and four scientists save New York, and I wonder if Huey Lewis gets paid for the music. Look it up. So they are referencing that the Ghostbusters were there before. This isn't a whole new start. A new team will answer the call. And we got Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Melissa McCarthy.
Aaron Gilbert, doctor of particle physics.
The nerd, the weirdo, the science-y person, basically, and slime.
That's right away. Anywhere, by the way, in every crack.
I like Kristen Wiig. I actually like all these women.
We've dedicated our whole lives to studying the paranormal.
Studying the paranormal. Got Leslie Jones right there. Looks like she works in the city. And it looks like they have all the equipment already.
Engineer.
Aaron, no one's better at quantum physics than you.
Okay. So we got the engineer. Kristen Wiig is the smart person. And Melissa McCarthy is the nerdy one.
Join the club. You guys are really smart about this science stuff, but I know New York.
So Leslie Jones plays the non-science person.
The vehicle was gonna be a hearse.
It's a Cadillac.
So Ghostbusters are stuck with the black Ghostbuster is not one of the scientists. That's not racist at all. I'm sure that's fine.
Oh, did you want to?
I'll let you.
Next time.
So they basically took a hearse and turned it into the Ecto-1. Oh, I see Slimer. I see Ghost. Someone created a device that amplifies paranormal activity, and I guess these Ghostbusters are the only ones who will stop them.
Too much, right? Is it the wig or the hat?
Well, we got a tall Beetlejuice-looking guy, or Jack O'Lantern.
There's a bigger picture at hand here.
Oh.
These ghosts can possess.
There's Thor. I'm not sure why. And the ghosts are possessing people. Okay. Unless McCarthy's possessed, I guess, by a ghost. My brother emailed me and said, is Leslie Jones funny or is she just loud? And I said, sometimes she is funny, but it's mostly for being loud. Oh, that's going to leave a mark. That joke never gets old. So that's it. Ghostbusters. The Ghostbusters logo. Who are you going to call this summer? Paul Feig directed. Okay, so that's the second time I've watched it. And I have to tell you, I am pretty underwhelmed. Now, when the first idea came up for Ghostbusters, a reboot. Well, I mean, we've been hearing about Ghostbusters 3 for a million years. And Ghostbusters, now they're rebooting it, and it's going to be all-female cast. I wasn't, you know, too excited about it. Not because it's an all-female cast, but because it's not my Ghostbusters. If they did a whole reboot, the exact same movie with all guys, guess what? I don't think it would be that. I think I'd be just as unexcited. But and I was holding out hope, you know. I think every person in the cast that I saw so far is pretty funny. I think Paul Feig as a director is funny. And there is hope that this movie could be okay. But based on this trailer, I found it boring and underwhelming, not extremely funny, didn't see any references besides the fact that it said 30 years ago there were Ghostbusters. I find it hilarious that Bill Murray will come back to do this movie, but the Olsen twins can't come back and do Fuller House. I mean, Bill Murray's going to be in this movie a little bit, but he wouldn't do Ghostbusters 3. So the fact that we never got a Ghostbusters 3, you have to blame Bill Murray. And maybe just because he never thought the script was very good. Not that Ghostbusters 2 was a classic. There are moments in it that I enjoy, but this is what happens when time goes by and everyone gets old and people pass away, that you're going to get a whole new Ghostbusters and, hey, let's change it to all women this time. And that means absolutely nothing to me if the movie's good. And I'm afraid this movie isn't very good. I don't think I'll be seeing it in the theaters. I'd have to wait to see what, if there's a better trailer, better reviews. I'm sure I'll see it someday, but based on what I've seen so far, not too excited. And really, that's it. I just want to do a quick recording on the new Ghostbusters trailer that dropped today. You can find me online at Geek Mentality and find us at the website fansnotexperts.com. Who are you going to call? Not this movie.